Globally, humans are facing massive problems that are widely ignored by governments and the media.
Like personal space invaders.
I've had it with these couples that sit on the same side of the booth.
Yak mouths.
Stupid stick figure bumper stickers.
Almond milk. You cannot milk an almond.
Hi, I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Angie.
We call her Pumps, and we are the hosts of I've Had It. Pumps, tell the listener where they can find us.
Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nailed it.
See you next Tuesday.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
Ooh, the gas is totally hot. Ooh, are we in a hot spring?
It really is. Yes, we are recording live from a hot spring. Mm-hmm. Welcome back. Toot toot. Hey. Beep beep.
Hey, mister. Got some hot gas.
Welcome back for yet another steaming, piping, scalding serving of hot gas. This is our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives, gossip and politics, and take a deep dive into the dreedems. Let's get into some
hot gossip. Honey, I just need the note to note this look today. I see the hair is inspired by Gottmik, Bag Ball, Final Runway. Yeah. Yeah. And the look is very nighttime, Edge of Glory, woman on the streets, finding her purpose.
You know, the midnight sky is the road that I am taking.
And girl, head high up to the cloud, but keep that chin down a little bit.
If I hear for one more photographer chin down, I swear to God, I'm going to snap.
I always get chin down, shoulders up, turn around. That sounds like a fun song.
I don't know about you, but I get tweeted at every single day by the Queerty Awards because they are letting the dolls know. They are tagging the girls
and every 4 hours.
Babe, I mean, they must be doing it to all the contestants, but
girl, I'm happy for it.
We are very honored to be nominatrices of the Queerty Awards. Mm-hmm. So don't forget to vote for us for best podcast.
You could do that once a day at queertees.com. And this is an honor and a distinction that's been bestowed upon us numerous times. I've lost track, you know, after the comes into the multitudes twice. But what a distinction, and what a wonderful way to celebrate Groundhog's Day.
So, you know, I think that we're in some really good company. We have some amazing divas and sisters in the podcast category. So vote with your feelings, vote with your heart.
Remember, the hole is where the heart is.
You can vote.
And there's a O in mom. That's the hole.
Exactly. Right in the middle. So you can vote once a day at queertees.com. I don't know if you feel like it. Go ahead. It really is easy. It isn't one of those ones where you have to vote for every single category. You can just pop in and pop on a vote for podcast and then go about your day. Not that I've done it.
Put it in the toaster. Click it.
Not that I've done it multiple times.
I saw you on that iPod.
Anyway. That's after Bianca lands a joke. But anyway.
Wait, what if it doesn't land?
Then she says, shut the fuck up, faggot.
Even though they're not laughing, she tells them to shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up is usually the first reply to anything, I think.
Oh, you're so offended. Why don't you book her? I mean, my God. But anyway.
Girl, you know who's going to get all the bookings? Miss Stacey Abrams. She's nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. Honey.
That's fierce. I'm so glad.
I want her to run for president whenever she wants, and then just to come mm-hmm. to the first debate and put that peace prize right on the thing. And she said, honey,
excuse me.
I'll give you peace. And then Latrice can come out and say, I'm at peace. And then we could all eat some ruby red nuts.
Ruby is red hot. That's amazing news.
Yeah, just in time for Black History Month, too.
Right. We are a few days into Black History Month, which is amazing. So
Black History Month was started almost 100 years ago in 1926 by Dr. Carter G. Woodson. And
work.
It was the second week in February, and then it expanded to the whole month because if you liked a week, how about a month of it? Honey,
baby.
Everything good in culture is taken from African-American people in America, basically, or people of color in general.
Deep tea.
Whitey has prospered off of it for too long, for sure. And this past year has been a huge movement for the Black Lives Matter movement and uplifting Black voices, and for so many people in our country to really look at white supremacy that fuels so many institutions. There was something that I read about, like, there's levels of, like, from racist to, like, the opposite of racist, which is, like, it's not
anti-racist.
Yeah, it's where you, like, go, like, if you see something racist, you go out of, you make sure you correct it. You don't let things slide or whatever.
Right.
And I realized that sometimes I have been, like, a 7 probably on stuff that now it's, like, 8 hardcore, like, speak. I was never one to hold my tongue anyway, but, like, girl, I feel like I can't, if I feel like this way right now, like, so horrified at the country and what they put lots of minorities through, imagine how they feel.
Right.
Like, I have no right to even, like, feel anything. Like, what the fuck? They have years of that. So I'm doing my part to listen and, you know, same thing you're doing. You're doing the fundraisers and all the things. This has been, like, sure, it's been downtime for drag queens and a lot of people, but if we can come out better on the other side of this, and I'm, like, committed to that for sure. Like,
that's
my hairline's so cute right now from not destroying it with bobby pins.
Snatcherella, du jour, Dubois, Dupree. And okay, this is written on the outline, and I think it's worth saying that in this country was built upon the enslavement of people. And the truth is, slavery was active for way longer than freedom for Black people. And I think it's important that we think about this, not just, you know, this month, but all the time. Black History Month is an important time for white people and all people to take some personal responsibility to educate themselves and listen to the strong Black voices that are around us. So,
deep salute.
Just like Pride, absolutely. It's not about just one month out of the calendar. It's an all-year thing that we need to keep in our brains and our hearts. But February is the moment, the reminder, the marquee month to celebrate Black history.
Mm-hmm. Did you know that RuPaul is nominated for an NAACP award for Best Host in a Reality Show Competition?
Oh,
speaking of mother.
That's Major Tina. I live.
You know India Moore from Pose, right?
Yes.
She put up a big post this morning that said, I just came here to say the NAACP and Image Awards are all transphobic. That's all. And then she details everything, like, you know, it's an Emmy nominated and winning show. And yet the NAACP apparently has only nominated, it says, one cis gay queer man from it, I think.
You're
so maybe Billy or something.
To Pose, right?
Yeah. Like, she went in. And I mean, maybe RuPaul's the one she's referring to. She said, I remember the year that Pose was eligible, they actually skipped over Black trans talent to nominate white folks and Black queer cis men.
Mm.
I mean, I do know my aunt's been nominated for a BET award, and she's a little white lady. So white people do get nominated sometimes.
Wow.
But okay. I'm going to be watching that.
Wow. Okay. Yes. I mean, that's the thing, is, like, it's
there's even more of a struggle to be seen and heard for trans people of color. So like, this is a fucking, so let's remember that, you know, that we fucking love our fucking trans sisters. Speaking of sisters, how about Tony Pops? Tony Pops.
Who's that?
Tony Pops is our rainbow spotlight of the week.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about our sisters. Oh, Tony Pops.
I thought you said I thought it said Tony Tops, and I almost just logged right off.
Honey, I wanted Pony Tops. Pony
Top Stacks. Pony Top. Hey, this is a fabulous Friday sale. we have a very fun rainbow spotlight song for you today. It's called Tony Pops, Feeling Good.
What needs to be done?
What needs to be done? This is a vibey house track, and the video features Gravity Balmain from Legendary. Oh, Balmain, because they're the main event. Okay, that's how you pronounce it. Balmain from Legendary. So let's give a listen and let's find out what needs to be done. Right,
give
now.
A little listen. Listen.
Kiki, I do what I need. What needs to be done? Kiki, I do what I need. What needs to be done? Kiki, I do what I need. What needs to be done? Kiki, I do what I need. What needs to be done? Kiki, I do what I need. What needs to be done? Kiki, I do what I need. What needs to be done? Kiki, I do what I need. What needs to be done? Kiki, I do what I need. What needs to be done?
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meal. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie.
Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long or night.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
These Factor meals tasted like loving from Mother's Kitchen. It was so delicious and tasted home cooked.
It's true. These meals taste super fresh. The food is so good and so easy to prepare. I love it. I can't get enough. Factor me up, honey.
Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. And if you're looking for gourmet meals, try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Meals badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/drag50 and use code
DRAG50
to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code DRAG50 at factormeals.com/drag50.
Drag
50.
To get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is still active.
We are back, and we have some sad news. I mean, this came really as a shock, and I've seen so much on social media and so much on Twitter that is still, like, reverberating from the shocking death of electronic music pop artist Sophie, who died on January 30th. The Grammy-nominated experimental pop artist and producer Sophie died in a terrible accident on Saturday morning. She was only 34, according to a statement from the musician's record label, Transgressive. There's a quote here. Do you want to read it?
Yeah. Tragically, our beautiful Sophie passed away this morning after a terrible accident. True to her spirituality, she had climbed up to watch the full moon and slipped and fell. They posted that on Twitter. I know about her from her collabs with, like, every pop artist. Madonna, Gaga, Charlie XCX. How do you say that? Charlie
XCX.
Yeah, I said it right. Rihanna, like, everybody loved her. And the outpouring, you know, her music is... I hope she wins a Grammy this year because of it, you know?
Yes.
Because she was nominated last year.
And the thing about Sophie is, like, I didn't know her, you know, her music in depth or like I didn't know a lot about her, but she's one of those figures in music who has so many connections to other artists and just music that you have heard. So whether you know who Sophie is or not, you know who Sophie is. Mm-hmm. So this is a major moment. She was born in Glasgow. Sophie released a number of singles and projects and was subsequently nominated for Best Dance Electronic Album at the 2019 Grammys. She was a prominent part of the PC Music label and has worked on music, like you said. Madonna, Gaga, Charlie XCX, Vince Staples, Kim Petras, and tons more. So she will definitely be missed. We'll be feeling the absence of an amazing and prolific artist. So it's really, really sad. It's just a reminder of, like, how, you know, how fucking unpredictable and short life is and how precious it is.
Truth.
We're thinking of you, Sophie, and you will be missed. Mm-hmm. We have a little political moment.
Me, you. La, 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 sherry pie. Okay.
fuck.
Let's get... Oh, beep.
Political.
I want to get political. Let's talk about a farmer strike. There is a farmer strike going on in India. It's one of the biggest in the world right now. Farmers in India have been protesting since June when the government passed new laws around farming industry and labor laws that are not transparent and stand to hurt the farmers financially. The protests are huge. I've seen them on the internet. It's in, like, the Twitter, like, news, because that's how I get my news from the Explore page. Mm-hmm. There was a march on Delhi that was accompanied by a 24-hour strike of 250 million people on November 26th last year. And between the 28th and December 3rd, the number of farmers blocking the roads and trains to Delhi was estimated at 150 to 300,000. I know you've been to India, and so have I, and you know how many people are over there, and their farms, like, kind of, like, support the whole world, yet they're not given an equitable piece of the economic pie at all, apparently. I'm learning about all this stuff new, so, like, I understand farmers wanting more money. Like, they provide so much of the world's food, yet they don't get a big enough seat at the table, I guess. The government is using anti-protesting tactics like cutting internet access and pushing back in the street. And this is a huge story that's not getting played on American media that much. And we are so consumed with our own politics. But this is a massive global issue that is related to climate change, agriculture, human rights, labor activism, the economy, everything. I mean, if one of the major companies... one of the major countries drops out of, like, the economy, like India or America or, like, China, like, it fucks up the whole world. you know? And there's so many other things at risk here too, with the climate change and the actual human rights and shit.
Yeah, this is major. And we have to keep in mind that, like, I think India is the most populous, or one of the most populous places in the world. So it's like, it's densely populated. A huge percentage of the human beings on the planet live there. Mm-hmm. So this is a major deal. And it really, okay, there's a couple of things. It really bothers me how sort of myopic the news is in America. Because I keep up on the news from, The View and The Daily Show. So I don't sit around and watch, CNN.
You're not an Al Jazeera girl?
No, I'm not an Al Jazeera girl. But I feel like I'm plugged into the headlines. But that's the thing, is like the headlines are very, very selective as to what they're showing you. And usually it's things pertaining just to America. But this is something that affects the whole world. Also, the other thing is these tactics like cutting off the internet access to make it more difficult for the protesters to work together and combine their forces. That is some fucked up shit.
Yeah, but if we did that over here in D.C., we might have halted those crazy people.
Well, it's like
they couldn't get on their Twitter.
It's like,
cuts both ways.
Cuts both ways. Because I remember back when it was like the Arab Spring, and there were all those protests happening in the Middle East. The protesters were using Twitter because it was the way of like, okay, watch out over here. There's fucking tear gas or whatever. Uh-huh. Meet over here. We're gonna convene over here. And so like that was their tool for combining forces and rising up for good. So like if we use that against some people shutting off the internet, then it can be used against the good people too. It just reminds me.
I don't know any of those. not on today's segment, darling.
It reminds me of Star Wars, and I think like Gabe and I just watched all of the Star Wars. We just finished, like, from episode one all the way through until, like, the most recent ones with Adam Driver and everything.
You gonna do space buns?
No, I want to do those three Ray buns in the back. The three,
The
three ponytails in
very
the back.
Very sleek. Uh-huh, sleekness.
Very sleek.
A little height on top.
But cutting off the internet reminds me of some fucking Empire fucking First Order bullshit, which is bad. Those are the bad guys. So, I don't know. We stand with you, farmers, and it's important to keep an eye on this because it does affect the whole world. I think workers need to be fucking treated equitably, period.
Yeah. And shout out to the Lalit Hotel. Hey, Keshef.
When I tell you, you went to India.
Yeah. Honey, I did a drag show in Calcutta. You didn't do the Calcutta gig.
No, we didn't do Calcutta.
The Calcutta gig, honey.
Is the Calcutta gig good?
They introduced me as William on the mic, and it much stayed at that level through the evening.
But when I
tell you, the Calcutta gig was my least favorite. All the other three nights were great, though. One was on a roof. It was wonderful. They lived.
They treated me amazing. Yes. We had such an amazing time in India. And I tell you, I have dreams about the black lentils.
The doll.
It was just, I don't know what they did. They must have sung to it when it was boiling in the pot or something, because literally it's magical. The Lalit Hotel in India. And it was really fierce because the owner of the chain of hotels said, I'm going to make my hotels a space where queer people can congregate and do drag, because it's illegal to do drag and it's illegal to be gay. But we're going to make this a safe space where... And so it was like, I met people who... Drag was completely new there because it was, there was no place to do it and it was illegal. And so they finally had a space to do it. It was really fucking inspiring. I
and gay marriage
India
is legal there
much.
Now. Keshav was like at the forefront of that whole fight and everything. He got married. Yeah. So that's a good ending to something in India, at least.
That's tea.
We're going to be back. The next girl's music keeps skipping. We need to play it off her phone.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll call her.
Do you have a dongle? Okay, we're going to find a dongle. We'll be right back.
Who's going to pick up her money? Tasha's money is still out there. Don't make Tasha go out there. She's in a gown. She can't bend.
Who's going to sweep the stage?
Get her money. We'll be back.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime.
Yeah. And under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices.
Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach.
Mama, okay, so what they do is they send us some credits so we can go on their website and buy some items. I bought this pullover, like, this sweatshirt, and now it's, like, my favorite thing to wear. I literally wear it all the time. It's, like, so cute.
I've been wearing Quince at least a couple times a week because these basics are so comfortable, and I love them. I was just like, that goes with everything. Let's wear it.
Exactly.
There's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweater from $50, washable silk tops and dresses, organic cotton sweaters, and 14-karat gold jewelry.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
Now, Quince offers a range of high-quality items at prices within reach. And Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/drag.
Drag.
For free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/drag. And get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/drag.
Drag.
We're back and we are so excited because, you know, every now and then we like to do a tip spot.
A little tip
we
spot like for the girls.
We like to invite a diva of drag to join us just to pop in, pop on stage, do a tip spot. So we are so excited because today
you can come in. Hi, do I need a sign?
What I love is that she thought she muted us. She pressed
the button.
Thank you. She pressed the button like we were muted and we were not muted at all.
Wait, what?
We were not muted
thank
in any
you
way.
Too. Have a good one.
Maybe she muted us. And then it's totally.
I always fuck up a girl's intro. God damn it. This is why Detox wouldn't give me the mic ever.
And you read when people say William instead of Willem. It's fine. Okay. We are so excited because today we have an excellent, exquisite diva of drag and a paragon of drag excellence. The one and only Asia O'Hara is here.
What's up, guys? How are y'all? Oh, not the applause.
Mm-hmm. They love you. You get entrance applause.
It's a high tech gig here.
Start the mix over. Start it over.
Right? What's going on?
Not much. Just podcasting. Full drag on a Wednesday.
On a random Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. How's Texas? Is it wide open?
It's like in between. If you're in the city, it's by the book. If you're out of the city limits, it's a whole rodeo.
It's just like,
so it's like, it's real weird. It's real peculiar.
Well, you look amazing.
Thank you. And you?
Leopard print is always a thrilling moment to me. So I am obsessed with your garment. Oh
Thank
my God.
You. Girl, I just got this leopard stretch denim.
Stop it now.
I need
Stop
a capri. I need a mini. I need a bolero.
And a lot of it. Like 10 yards. So
that's beautiful.
You don't need that. You don't need that.
Girl.
No. You can't. No.
Let me have one or two nice animal print things.
Oh, honey, I've seen your wardrobe. You were turning it on all
I've
of these
I've seen
Voss
yours.
Events.
We're not all sample size, so let me have something.
I'm an eight now. You can grab anything you want out of the closet, honey. Your looks, that dandelion look that you did on Drag Race, that's still like, just like, and the balloon.
Thank you.
I still get nightmares and dreams over.
Like, thank you very much.
Gorgeous. What are you doing for the superhero? What's your, like, is it superhero or aliens this time?
It's but
they're down
yes.
with countries.
Yes, yes. We did come, we already did, we are, and then we did aliens. So no, it's superheroes.
What's your power?
And I am doing like an LED video game samurai kind of superhero thing. So I'm excited. I'm all into like LED and light up stuff now all of a sudden, and I have a tendency to hyper focus, so I'm like, everything that I do has to light up. So so I'm doing that. I'm excited. I was doing something else, and me and one of the other girls were doing the same gig, and so I was like, let me just do something different. So
who was it? Katana from Mortal Kombat
that was doing the same gig as me?
Melina.
No.
Melina Katana, no, Jade.
Exactly. Yoshimitsu.
So wait, this is regarding Drive and Drag, yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is the new tour is called Drive and Drag Saves 2021. And this is not, that is not a joke, because literally the drive-in shows have been one of the only places that has been a working tour that has been safe. Yeah. And responsible and an amazing show. So when does it start?
It starts February 19th in Atlanta. And it's like Atlanta, Tampa, Fort Lauderdale, Dallas, Austin, San Antonio, Houston, Phoenix, Los
LA.
Angeles.
Yeah. I'm glad we got LA this time. Y'all skipped us on Halloween, and I was like, we can't be spooky hoes.
Girl, y'all didn't miss anything. It's exciting. It's wow. It's interesting that it's billed as like us saving 2021, because last year when we started it in the late summer, and it was literally, I told people in every city on stage that they were essentially, they were saving us. Like, they were literally saving our lives by coming to the show and subscribing to, you know, the entertainment and buying the merch. Because, as you know, like, drag queens are already, like, on the edge of insanity. And so we were stir crazy. Right. We were losing our minds. We were losing our sense of purpose as far as entertainment is concerned. So we were just so thankful that people were ready for Drive and Drag, and that people were excited about it, because it was such a feeling of like, oh my God, I'm back home. I'm back. I'm doing something that I love to do. So it's great.
I live. So, okay. So do you do anything differently? Because you were on the last tour, you were hosting. So yes. What are like,
and in Vegas? Vegas, you turned it out. You were the host for that, and like, yes. You ran that shit.
Thank
like,
you.
When the book wasn't there, the performance certainly was, you know?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank yeah. you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Do you do was anything differently in a drive-in show than you would in a theater?
Yeah, it's a different kind of animal, because in the theater you can look right down at people and be in people's mm-hmm. faces, and it's a lot easier to connect to people. And so the drive-in drag, people are much further away, obviously, and a lot of times they're actually in their cars. There's a glare on the windshield, so you can't see anybody's faces. Right. So you have to be a lot more. And then there's also not the clap or the laughter.
And laughter.
I think you had the clapter when you were like in high school, right, Willem? No, there's,
I had
like,
in
there's
October.
Not the applause or the laughter like you're used to. And mm-hmm. so you have to really be a lot more self-aware, and you have to it's not like just grabbing the mic or being on stage in a theater or even in a bar, because you may be doing great and it may be dead silence and they may be loving it and living in their cars, but it may be like when we're in Denver and it was, you know, 11 degrees and they have their windows rolled up. So to answer your question, yeah, what you do differently is try and be very self-aware and very rehearsed and confident in what you're going to present, because you don't have the immediate energy or the tangible energy from the audience that you're used to, that most of us are used to.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think everybody knows the moment you step out on stage, it's an event and it's starting. So like, you could do the show with blinders and earplugs and everyone knows that the show would still be sickening if you were on stage, Asia. Like you were the first girl I saw to do like lights on her fingers, doing the Nikki thing, all the feathers. Like I remember in like 2009, I worked with you at S4 and I was like, this girl has like, she changes hair every number, new costume, new nail, like you, everything, just drag perfection. And when they ask us for girls' names for the seasons, like who should we look out for? Who's auditioning? Back in the day, they used to ask us, you were on my list, I remember. And then I thought you were going to get on something, but you had a give up date or something.
That
was like, for me, I was like, oh, the world is being deprived of no Asia's drag, because like you were on everybody's list. And I'm glad we get to see it, and we get to see Bianca and Violet, Plastique, Cameron, Naomi, Aquaria.
It really is an amazing show, and I cannot wait to see it. So one of the things that happens at the drive-in shows is the audience gets really into it. Mm-hmm. So like, What are some of the craziest like setups that you've seen people bring with their cars?
Girl, I'm telling you, people, it's a thing. It's an event. It is a tailgate party for people. There are people, of course, that you know that are that don't know what to expect, so they just come and they just sit there. But no, people come, they bring their entire family, they bring their dogs, mm-hmm. they bring lawn chairs, they bring coolers, they bring battery powered George Foreman grills. It is a picnic for people.
Wait, you went through Eureka's drag bag?
Yes, girl. Yes. It's a
bitch.
I think the craziest setup was we were in Denver and it was a full on snowstorm. And I was thinking, okay, there's no way this show's happening. So I kept waiting for a text message saying the show was canceled. And I was like, oh, well, this, I'm going to start getting in drag. And so we get to the venue and it's Cameron and I, and it's, everything is covered in snow, like covered in like 18 inches of snow. So I was like, these people aren't coming to this show. Girl, sure enough, Denver. They start pulling in one by one. And so the craziest setup was I literally saw these people that they had the VIP, which is an outside area where you can actually be outside and away from your car in like mm-hmm. a little caged in little area. And they had battery powered heaters, and they had hot dogs, and they were roasting marshmallows on these battery powered heaters in a blizzard, watching themselves a drag show.
God bless the child.
Yeah,
that's the power of drag.
Power of drag, girl.
We're so grateful that you joined us today. And you can get tickets at vossevents.com/drive-n-drag. Drive-n-drag. Mm-hmm. And we want to thank our very special tip spot guest for being here today, the one and only Asia O'Hara.
Thank you. I love you guys. I will see y'all at Drive and Drag. Honk your horn when you see your girl.
Beep, beep. Send me that leopard denim.
Yes, I will.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online.
Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your terms.
We all know everything is online these days, and it's important for your business to stand out. And that's why Squarespace is really important. We use it for Drag Queen of the Year, and it was great success. Great success.
I was marveling at the website's capabilities and the ease of use for each customer.
Well, the thing is, it was really easy, and it ended up looking really nice. So I love Squarespace.
People say the same thing about me. So start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. You can choose from professionally curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, whatever kind of business y'all ladies are in. Optimized for every device.
And then you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated optimized SEO tools. So you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want.
And Squarespace makes it super easy to sell your products on an online store. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need.
Plus, you can connect major social and multimedia accounts to your website in just a few clicks, as icons, direct links, or embedded feeds. And sellers can also sync their product catalog directly with Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Google to reach more customers and reduce the steps for a purchase.
They've really thought of it all.
You know they have. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/drag.
Drag.
To save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
That's squarespace.com/drag to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
We are back again. Given you
the entrance
of what's
to the
happening.
Cave was open, and I was surprised at it gaping how it is.
I got more yes gods than the Vatican. We are back, and it's time for us to go spelunking, unking deep inside the DMs.
Do you want to hear this first message from Joe?
Sure do.
This is Hi Alaska, Willy Wonka, Big D, and any esteemed guests, if applicable or flickable. My name is Joe, and I live in England with my boyfriend of almost 4 years. Over the years, there's been more than one occasion that I've seen sexual messages and pictures from other guys on my boyfriend's phone, and we argued about it. We've also argued when I found my boyfriend on an online hookup site aimed at chubs and chub chasers. I confronted him and asked him to take his profile down, and he said he would. Since then, I've had my suspicions that he didn't. Well, ladies, my suspicions were confirmed this morning as when he was in the shower, my boyfriend's alarm on his phone went off, so I woke up to turn it off. While I was up, I did some very surface-level snooping and found recent messages, we're talking like a couple of days ago, where he had been texting a guy and introduced himself as blank insert name here from blank insert name hookup site name here. They proceeded to exchange pictures and sexy texts. I'm more than happy for my boyfriend to be free with his sexuality and do whatever he wants. I don't own him, but I can't help feel that this kind of repetitive betrayal of my trust and shadiness behind my back isn't working wonders for our relationship. In fact, I know it isn't because it's all I can think about. I guess my question is, after each previous argument we've had surrounding this, I always forgive and we try to move on, but when is enough enough? Should I confess to snooping through his phone or do I keep it to myself like I usually do? How would you suggest I approach the topic? Thank you for any and all help. Attached are the nudies for your viewing pleasure. Regards, Joe, deep friend of the pod.
Oof. Well,
the nudes are gorgeous.
Yes, thank you for the nudes, Joe, deep friend of the pod.
In recline.
Yes,
two
in
nipples.
Repose.
plenty of tats. And,
I see a thigh tattoo, which I always love. It reminds me of Amy Vodka House.
Oh, right past the lighthouse near that rocky outcropping of pubes. I see that too.
Yes.
That dick.
Yes. And I like the tile work in the, is this a bedroom or a bathroom? I think
maybe
it's
a lounge room.
Girl, you know.
A den.
A den. A cub room. I have thoughts on this.
Please tell me your thoughts.
Well, first of all, okay.
Cast your thoughts,
podcasters. This is to the boyfriend. This is to the boyfriend. The trifling ass, cheating ass boyfriend. First of all, if you're going to be a trifling ass, cheating ass boyfriend, why the ever living fuck are you leaving your phone in the room with your boyfriend when you get a shower? I learned my lesson years ago because that's when shit hit the fan with me and Sharon, because I made the mistake of getting a shower, leaving my phone in the room with Sharon Needles. And so I came back out and I wasn't even cheating on her with this guy, but she found some message that she deemed inappropriate and it became a whole thing. So I'm like, okay. First of all, don't be a cheating, trifling-ass boyfriend. Second of all, if you are being a cheating-ass, trifling-ass boyfriend, don't leave your fucking phone in the room with your boyfriend. And also, this is for Joe. My advice is, you know what? He has shown himself to you as far as who he is and what he's into and what he's about. So you cannot expect him to change. This is something he's done multiple times. So you have to ask yourself, am I going to stay in this relationship and just accept that he's going to chat with other guys? He's probably going to hook up with other guys. You know, he's going to exchange photos with other guys. This is going to happen. You have that input. So you have to say, am I going to stay in the relationship and know that that's going to happen and be okay with it? Or, you know, you can't keep getting mad over the same thing over and over again.
Mm-mm, that makes you look stupid, I think. Well, not stupid, but more forgiving to a fault, basically. I think the same thing that you thought. If he's into chubs, though, you could definitely stand for a few more meals, though, to get up to what he likes, because, bring some food into the bedroom. I'm saying
he counts as like a cub. I think he would count as a cub.
Cub.
And that's obviously
a cub room earlier.
A cub room. What a delightful name for a room, the cub room.
I don't think that he should admit to going through the phone. I think he just needs to say, I know. And let's not like talk about it. You want to admit it.
It's perfectly innocent. And if you want an icebreaker, say, I have this podcast I want you to listen to, honey.
Honey.
Let's listen to it. Let's listen to it together. Or listen to it separate. Just be like, you really should listen to this episode specifically. Because you didn't do anything wrong, Joe. You didn't go through his phone. You turned off his alarm. Oh, wait. Then you did go through the phone.
Yeah, but he didn't mean to. He was woken.
Well,
he was awoken. No, he wasn't thinking right. He was awoken from his slumber. Joe's not a fall here. I definitely think this guy likes lying to you about this more than he loves you. You know? Because he keeps lying to you about it.
I think you can persist and have a relationship.
There's
you
just another nude.
You just have to.
That's the one with the tile work. Oh, with the advanced
tile work. I think that you can persist and have a relationship. You can.
I have girls.
You can have a relationship with this person, but you have to change your expectations because he's shown you who he is. That's all.
Or start charging.
It's going to keep happening you have to either be okay with it or move on.
Or catch him in the trap. That's fun too.
No, we're not doing all that
on
this good day.
No, no fake profiles.
The next message is from Jess. Does anyone else do this? Watch the episode until Rue says, bring back my girls, then pause. Then go watch the corresponding Untucked episode. Then pause Untucked when they're about to leave to go to the main stage. Then go back to the main episode. Equals sequential viewing going into the main stage, understanding what's gone on backstage. From Jess.
Wait. No, because you have the lip sync in the middle and they spoil the lip sync at the end of Untucked.
That's true.
So that wouldn't work for me, Jess.
Well, I think she's saying that you pause it before you get to that point. You pause Untucked. So you just see like what happens before they get called out for judgment. Called back. So I have never done this, but I love this idea. And I'm sure you're not alone. I'm sure there's other people who do this. But I mean, I watch it on TV, so I'm at the whim of VH1's programming, and so they put them in order of the show and then Untucked. So that's what I do. I watch the 3-hour block of drag, and I love every second of it. And I love every second. And I watch the ads with Heidi and Closet, and I love every second of it.
Sometimes I see ads for the drag queen pageant competition contest of the year. That's coming up.
Yeah. It is. You can check out the link in my bio to get tickets. It's gonna be such an amazing show, and I'm really, really excited about it. Mm-hmm. We have another message. Ooh. Someone who's fact checked me. We always appreciate that.
Oh, they're gonna check the doll. This says, hi,
check
Alaska.
Me, boo.
Who gonna fact check me, boo? Hi, Alaska, Willem and Dipper. On Hot Goss last week, Alaska mentioned that the video of Courtney painting her was her most viewed video on YouTube. I'm sorry, Alaska, but the test determined that was a lie. I went and checked, and the video is actually your 11th highest viewed video with 1.7 million views. Your top three videos are The Tea with 14.8 million views. Love that video. I'm in it. Number two, Your Makeup is Terrible, which I thought was number one. That has 6.8 million views. And number three is Come to Brazil with 5.5. Mm-hmm. Whitney Mariah.
Yes.
Also, just to fact check Alaska one more time, I believe she mentioned last week that a live singing musical would never happen in the US as it does in the UK. But wasn't Cher musical with live vocals? Also, wasn't Shade the musical live? Okay, now I'm going to have to stop her. And aren't those two of your favorite musicals, Alaska? Anyway, love the pod. Sam, one of your basement fact checking unpaid interns. P.S. for Patreon video, can you recreate Shade the musical? First of all, she got some of that right, but some of it was wrong. Cher Rusical and Shade the Rusical were both pre-recorded vocals that the girls lip synced to.
No, they were live.
How did they get that voice effect on Cracker's Cher thing then?
Because
the handheld mic that she was holding, like her main mic is the body mic. Or maybe I think they had head mics, but then she had a handheld which had the effect on it.
Got it. Oh, I always thought they were pre-records.
No, they were not. That's why Courtney had some clunkers in there.
Courtney had some clunkers.
Let me be your star.
Damn.
Thank you for your input. I received a report from my, you know, from some people who sit in an office who analyze these things, and they were looking at a certain time period of like over the last year or something, and the Courtney Act video in the last year was somehow strangely or whatever algorithm they were looking at, it was the highest most viewed, but definitely not the most viewed on my channel. Thank God.
Do you want to apologize to everyone for the misinformation?
I do. I want to deeply apologize. And
especially to Sam. Thank you.
It's very true. Cher the Rusical and Shade the Rusical are absolutely fabulous. And they were all live vocals. And there were very few clunkers overall in those, especially Shade the Rusical.
Courtney wasn't there.
No, Shade the Rusical, Courtney was in it, and she was so good. She was
the lead. Yeah, she was.
Adore Delano.
I just got off the bus.
Yes. Adore Delano. Even Milk, who is not a singer, was able to do this really, like, riveting amazing performance. We are the comedy queens. I would be happy to recreate this. We would have to get somehow get an instrumental or some sort of instrumentation of it in order for us to do it as a Patreon video. But I would absolutely love to do it.
That'd be so fun.
I just got off the bus. I don't eat or drink or cause.
She drinks. Oh, cute. Look at me. Look at how cute I look.
This is from Leonardo. I forgot to put his name on the line.
Oh, Leonardo sent in a little screen cap because he was watching Sex and the City. This just comes off as me bragging, but I'm in the thumbnail.
No, it's because we had the whole joke about Alaska's the thumbnail girl, and Leonardo wanted to say, you're the thumbnail girl, too.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah, so I am the thumbnail girl for this episode. Work.
So this is a thumbnail for Sex and the City, season 3, episode 6. And who do we see? I see Willem. Is that Flotilla?
Flotilla's right next to me, bitch. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Do you know the who are the other girls?
Flotilla, a drag queen in the black hair. His name was Rohan. Work. And the one in the blonde, I forget her name, but she was the one that told me to hide my union vouchers because people steal. Extras steal. They do.
You look sickening. I
17.
Also, I love. Okay, so just to describe for the listeners at home, you're wearing your natural hair,
natural hat.
That is your like natural, beautiful, like ginger blonde kind of curly hair. You're holding that coffee cup from that famous like Greek place where all the TV shows. That's where everyone's holding the coffee cup from. You have on a mesh sort of mini dress. It's like see-through, no brassiere, and a thong, and you don't look to be tucked in any form or fashion. Look like you're stuffed, actually.
It was not tucked. It was a black international mail thong. Yes. And then some black boots that they gave me that I kept.
I love this look, and not a stitch of makeup, girl.
Oh, honey, I put on some lip gloss and some mascara. It was the full Courtney Hamilton treatment.
Fierce.
It wasn't even a dress. It was just a tube of netting that I got at like this fishing supply store in like Cocoa Beach, Florida, for real. And I just kept it, and then I like tied it at my neck, and I was like, "This will work. This is like a little Scoochie dress." It was so
you
fun.
Are sickening. I. Love this look. I'm blown away. We can go ahead and are we allowed to put that on Instagram?
Yeah, I think. This episode is horribly transphobic.
Season 3, episode 6, are we sluts? That's what this is from.
Right. Episode 6 actually isn't the transphobic one. The transphobic one is after this, like where there's three different hookers, none of the ones that you see here. They didn't even ask Flotilla back. And that's when Samantha goes in. But we go in every week, so we want to thank you for listening to the Hot Gossingtons.
Thank you so much.
And a special, special deep salute of the week to our tip spot, Asia O'Hara.
That's right.
Get your drive and drag ticks.
Absolutely. And don't forget to submit your vote for us for best podcast for the 2021 Queer Tees. That's queertee.com. Mm-hmm. And you can vote.
Often. Send us your questions via email to racechaserpodcast@gmail.com and we can talk about whatever you want us to talk about.
Let's get on something. We have bonus video content available on patreon.com/Willem. Just search using the hashtag racechaser and you can watch the videos a la carte. And we will continue to release some of the Patreon content from 2019 for free now on YouTube. So make sure you're subscribed to both Willem and Alaska on YouTube. Hit the bell icon so you get notifications.
Mm-hmm. And you can follow us on Instagram at Willem, at The Only Alaska 5000, at Race Chaser Pod, and at Mom Podcast. And that link on.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
She's the IG girl. That link on IG at Race Chaser Pod has all the resources and places to donate money in support of the Black Lives Matter movement. So please check that out, please.
That's right. And wear a mask, wash your hands, stay safe and healthy. And we'll be back next week with more.
Steaming.
Steaming.
Oh, shit.
Scalding.
Ah, God.
Gotcha. Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises.
This Goss is hot.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.